and rambling into the studio via the telephone here on KLCC, champion fiddler and fine singer, Tatiana Hargraves, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Ah, thanks.
How old were you when you first picked up a fiddle?
I first started playing when I was 3. I don't really remember, I guess, but yeah.
Your mother teaches violin and your older brother, of course, plays. Was there sort of family pressure to join, or was it more a matter of not wanting to miss out on all the fun?
I think it was not wanting to miss out on all the fun. I mean, I really looked up to my brother, and I still do, and I was like, oh, my brother plays violin. I should do that, too. And for a while, it took me a while to get into it, but eventually, you know, I learned to love it, and now it's what I do.
I'm kind of curious. There aren't very many young women your age who have their own CD out. Does the cool factor of having a CD out kind of trump the fact that it's old-timey Appalachian music amongst your peers?
I don't really know. I don't really talk about like having an album much because it's not really something I talk about, but yeah.
You were involved in fiddle camps and fiddle competitions from a very early age. When did you first compete?
I don't remember the first competition I was in. I've always done them, but I've never really taken them very seriously. But I think I remember the first time I went to Weezer, which is this big competition in Idaho, which I just go for playing music with my friends, but I think I first went there when I was 5 or 6.
Your first album, as I mentioned, introducing the song, came out kind of the cusp of 2008, 2009. How old were you when that? Would have been, what, 13?
Yeah, I guess 13, yeah.
What's it like kind of choosing the music and choosing the musicians and being involved with recording an album when you're 13?
Oh, it was really fun. Working with Bruce Molsky was great, and one of my favorite parts was, like, choosing which songs to play because I had this huge repertoire and just narrowing it down to really what I thought I could play best and what some of my favorite songs were is really interesting, and I definitely learned a lot from it.
Speaking of your repertoire, how do you learn songs? Is this still sort of learned from other people, or is it from recordings?
It's a mixture. I try to learn from people as much as I can. Like during the summers, I'll go to different camps and festivals, and at the camps there'll be classes, but at festivals I'll just record jam sessions and later go back and learn all the tunes. But I also listen to a lot of old recordings of the sources where all these tunes come from, and that I learn a lot from those too.
How would you describe your music? It's not specifically old time, although there are some old time scratchy tracks on the album. But there's also some kind of longbow style. Or what are you playing? Is it?
That's a good question. I don't really know what I'm playing. I guess I would consider myself an old time musician, but I mean, I acknowledge the fact that I'm not exactly traditional. But I try to respect as possible as long as expanding and kind of putting some of my own thought into it.
And even some original compositions. There is a track that you wrote, The Demon's Lament.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that one, please.
That one is actually a really cool story behind it. So I read these great books, His Dark Materials, and I was so inspired that I decided to write a song about one of the main characters in it. And I wrote it, and it ended up being on my album. And then I sent my album to the author, and he actually wrote back and sent me a signed copy of one of his books. And he really enjoyed the track, which I was really inspired by.
Philip Pullman is the author.
Yeah.
And the demons, as I recall, are animal familiars?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Well, let's hear some of that.
Okay.
Next, shall we? This is a Tatiana Hargraves composition, The Demon's Lament, on the Saturday Cafe. The Demon's Lament by Tatiana Hargraves is on her album started out to ramble. Although we've been talking a lot about your fiddling, that's not the only aspect of Appalachian music that you like, is it?
No, the singing's great too.
One of the tracks that you suggested that we play is actually an a cappella trio called Lord Ellie. Tell us about it, please.
I actually don't know much about that song. I learned it from Bruce Mulsey, and I thought it was really beautiful. And I think singing a cappella, there's something about singing with other people that is just so personal because, I mean, when playing with instruments is great, but it is an instrument. But with your voice, it's you. So singing with other people, I think, is about as individual and inspiring as you can get.
And who are the other people you're singing with?
Emma Beaton, who is now the singer for Joy Kills Sorrow, and Sarah Duros, who has her own album out now.
Well, we are going to hear the three of you next. This is Lord Ellie on the Saturday Cafe.
Oh, Lord Ellie, what's your trouble? Just passing by.
Sweet, sweet vocal harmonies. Tatiana Hargraves, Emma Beaton, and Sarah Yarosh?
Duros.
Duros, okay. Sorry, my family comes from Eastern Europe, and so I tend to default to the Slavic pronunciations.
Yeah.
You are performing your two shows this coming week with Scott Law,
yeah.
who was in Hanuman. He's performs with Billy Nershey and the Law Nershey Band. How did you first connect with him?
I guess, I think we met around 3 years ago and through Daryl Anger, because Scott now plays in Daryl's Republic of Strings. But we met through Daryl and we were jamming together and we sang one song together, and our voices just matched really well. And we were like, oh, this would be fun to do some shows since we live close together, and we really enjoy playing with each other.
So when you play together, who drives? I mean, is who introduces the songs? Who chooses the songs? Who, you know?
I think it's about equal. We're doing a few of Scott's originals, and he sings lead vocals on most of them, but then I introduce a lot of more old-time stuff because he comes from more of a blues and bluegrass background. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting mix of music styles, and it's kind of equal as who's in control.
It sounds like a wonderful kind of cross-pollination between genres and even generations.
Yeah, it's been really great working with him, and I've definitely learned a lot from working with him.
Let's have the specifics about these two shows coming up. The one in Corvallis?
Yeah, the Corvallis show is Friday, February 4th, and it's at 7:30, I believe, at the First Presbyterian Church. And it's hosted by the Corvallis Folklore Society.
And then Sunday, February 6th, you are at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove, 6:50.
It's actually Saturday the 5th.
Oh, their website says Sunday the 6th that Tony Furtado's there Saturday the 5th.
Oh, dear.
I am perplexed.
That's definitely, I thought it was on the 5th, and that's what the posters say, so. Interesting.
Yeah, I will try and give them a phone call during the next set of songs and sort that out.
Yeah.
I understand that there is a show coming up over the horizon in Eugene in March, though.
Oh, yeah, we're opening for the Punch Brothers at the McDonald Theater, I believe. Yeah, it's coming up in March, I believe.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you in our fair city as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Well,
Punch Brothers are great.
Really glad to have you on the Saturday Cafe today. We have time for one more quick little fiddle tune. The tune you chose was Grub Springs.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I forget exactly where it comes from, but again, I learned it from Bruce, and he suggested that I record it because he heard it, and he said he thought I would play it well, and he taught it to me, and it worked out really well, and it was just, it's a really fun tune to play because you can just really get going and get into the groove.
Well, we are going to groove out on Grub Springs. Tatiana Hargraves, thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you.